100 word stories.
Hey everybody, it's Lawrence Simon at the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So let's have some stories. In fact, let's have a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. And we've got a whole bunch of stories. We got them from Lizzie, Charlie, Richard, Tom, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Planet Z. If I didn't read out your name, well, that's okay. There's still time. It's like, oh my God, where's my story? Send it in. I'll get it up on the feed in a separate post. Folks will be like, oh, there's more. Isn't that cool? So let's get going. Let's get moving. And here are a few stories. And I'll be back with you in a bit.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here. Happy holidays to those celebrating. And here's my text for this week. What do you want for Christmas? I want to look at the gently rippling water and believe tomorrow will be a better day. I want to be quiet and strong. I want to close my eyes and have peace inside instead of the constant turmoil I have now. I want to believe that all the thens and all the nows are just bits and pieces of a bigger picture, and that these pieces will eventually find their rightful places. I want to smile and reach out and take a deep breath to finally find myself. I want to be a lion in a pool of quietness. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, what do you want for Christmas? I sat on Santa's lap and told him everything I wanted for Christmas. He nodded and said, "You've been a good boy this year." "Best Christmas ever," I shouted. Leaving the store, I skipped and sang and ran right into another Santa. He was standing near a pot of money and ringing a bell. Then another Santa came by on a fire engine, ho-ho-hoing and throwing candy. Two Santas were having drinks at the bar on the corner, and a Santa at the pet shop was taking pictures with dogs. I was beginning to believe I'd been had.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 609 with the prompt of, what do you want for Christmas? Anyway, here's my story. I would like to say I want something high-minded and thoughtful for Christmas. Something like world peace. Though, that would be too hard to do. A bullet through Kim Jong-un's head? No, that would be a little violent to honor the actual reason for Christmas. A president whose head isn't stuck in his own prostate gland. That may come true if he doesn't come up for air. What would I want that is actually possible? How about a single night's sleep where I'm not woken up every hour? Yeah, that's not going to happen. How about world peace? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'll never forget that day. The excitement when I was led into his grotto. And there he was, just as I'd imagined him. Father Christmas, himself. He sat me on his knee and said, "Well, it looks like I have my special treat. Now, what do you want for Christmas, little girl? I won't tell you what he did next. I've never told anyone. But I've never enjoyed Christmas since. But this year will be different. You see, I've tracked him down, and I have a very personal gift just for him. And he won't be emptying his sack ever again.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 609 on the topic of what I want for Christmas. My story today is called Visiting Santa. The kids were lined up to sit on Santa's lap and tell them their deepest wishes.
I want a pony.
I want everybody in the world to be happy.
I want single-payer health care.
Your mom told you to say that, didn't she? Said Santa. Get out of here.
Then it was Timmy's turn. He thought for a while.
I want a launcher with a dozen rocket-propelled grenades, two AR-15s, and that bully Charlie Mason to get what he deserves.
Santa chuckled, then called the cops. Timmy is now relaxing in a psych ward. Although, mysteriously, Charlie Mason fell down a set of concrete stairs and is spending the next 6 weeks with multiple casts. And that's your Christmas-themed story for this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening's called If Only I Believed As I Had. What I want for Christmas is something I cannot get. The problem lies in the scope. It's not so much a thing as an outcome. And that outcome cannot be set in motion unless a serious huge number of people are inclined to act, and at the same time a single man is inclined to act. You see, I'm a registered Republican, just shy of 50 years. I've watched my party been hijacked at least 5 times. I've seen worse villains than Ebenezer Scrooge rise to power. So, I guess what I want for Christmas is my party back. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, Richard here. And, of course, you know that this week's topic was, what do you want for Christmas? Well, maybe you want a story, so here's one. I've called it Christmas Cheers. See what I did there? Dad asked me what I wanted for Christmas. How about a sports car? Some hot girls and a gold credit card, I suggested. I knew I stood no chance. My father was loaded, but way too tight with his riches. Everyone thinks that being the only child means you get spoiled rotten. I wish. In my case, it was quite the opposite. Dad ruled with a rod of iron. Tough love, he called it. Christmas, as expected, was a big disappointment. I mean, who in their right mind thinks gold, frankincense, and bloody myrrh are acceptable gifts for their kid? That's it. I'm done. Happy Christmas to you all, and I'll speak to you eventually. Goodbye.
I would like a couple of things for Christmas this year, and Santa can skip the next two or three if he likes. First, I would like a Quell Brain Boost, then a full day with all my pets that have been beamed up. Rosie, Katie, Pearl, Kippy, Apple, and Jinx. A full day with my IQ doubled, and the ability to romp, tickle and hug all my old pets. After Christmas, I feel I would be more able to sense and understand the subtle behavioral clues and bodied language of my dogs and my fellow man. Number 2. I would ask Santa to do this Christmas Day. All the liars in government, local and national would suddenly be smitten with burning pants. Liar, liar, all their pants on fire. If they were with others, their pants would be set ablaze at a safe distance from any innocent bystanders. Thousands of cell phones would be available to catch the shocked politicians, and the images would find their way to the interwebs before they were taken down. I might go a step further and ask Mr. Santa to include lawyers, sociopaths, and those that harm animals in this universal conflagration.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The local football team is playing on Christmas Day. My wife will have to go to work as part of the news coverage. I've got the day off all to myself. Maybe I'll go see a movie and on the way home, pick up Chinese food or something. There's usually a place open. Instead of calling ahead, I'll bring a book along and I'll read while waiting. When I was on my own for Thanksgiving, I went to the Irish pub and drank Guinness while waiting for takeaway pizzas. I'm not sure which movie to see, though. Does it matter?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of, what do you want for Christmas? I hope you got what you want for Christmas. Well, not yet, I mean. Well, it depends. I mean, if you're listening to this on Sunday, you haven't gotten it yet. But if you're listening to it after Sunday, you know, Monday, well then, hopefully you got what you wanted. And if what you wanted was, I don't know, this podcast, well, okay, it came early. This is horribly confusing. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and we've only got a few more days left in the year. The next topic is endings. No, I'm not ending the podcast. I just need to get a better microphone. I don't know what happened with the Yeti. Oh, well. Anyway, I will see you all tomorrow on the feed with a special Christmas story. Oh, yeah. And then more stories, then back to the weekly challenge. Once again, thank you all, and I will see you at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And as always, oh yeah, by the way, the music for Planet Z, Ben Sound. Although I think I put it up on the site. Is that enough? Whatever. Oh, and keep it brief.